Padre Pio was known for using his spiritual gifts to help others. But did Padre Pio himself ever need help? Can we help each other without being physically present? Stay tuned to hear this amazing story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member or a friend. Despite his unwavering faith and spiritual strength, Padre Pio was not immune to the attacks of demons. There was a period of maximum tension in his life, taking place between 1916 and 1918, towards the end of World War I. As the spiritual torments grew more severe for Padre Pio, the continuous battles against the enemy became increasingly violent, day by day. Storms succeeded storms, and tranquility seemed more and more distant. To sustain his struggles, he relied on prayer, his own and that of others. He began to beg for it, not only in words and letters, but also through one of his many spiritual gifts. Anita Rodote, one of Padre Pio's spiritual daughters, experienced an unusual occurrence that she shared with Father Paulino. Father Paulino's testimony offers a glimpse into the spiritual battles that Padre Pio faced during this trying period. This is what Father Paulino shared about Anita's strange experience. It was around 2 in the afternoon, and Anita had just finished her lunch and returned to her sewing machine. As she was working, she suddenly heard a voice calling out her name, "Anita, Anita," the voice said, clear and intelligible. Anita was startled by the voice, thinking she had dozed off or was having a strange dream. But the voice continued to call her, and she realized that it was coming from an invisible person. She listened carefully as the voice called her name 2 more times before making a request. "Kneel down and pray for me, for I am being attacked by the devil," the voice said urgently. Anita was hesitant at first, unsure of what was happening, but the voice became more insistent, and she recognized it as the voice of Padre Pio. "Quickly, Anita, do not hesitate. I am Father Pio. Please kneel down and pray with me," the voice said. Anita fell to her knees and began to recite the litany of Our Lady with Padre Pio. He led, and she responded. In the end, Padre Pio thanked Anita for her help, saying, "Thank you, now I am calmer." Father Paulino was skeptical at first when he heard about Anita's strange encounter. He thought it could be another trick of the devil to deceive them. However, he soon realized that it couldn't be the devil himself who was asking for prayers to drive him away. As Father Paulino pondered on the matter, he realized that the voice had asked for prayers specifically to fight against the devil's attacks. The request was not meant to deceive, but rather to seek divine intervention. The fact that the request was made from a distance, without any means of communication, was a phenomenon that transcended the laws of nature. It was yet another mysterious gift possessed by Padre Pio. Surprisingly, the voice made the same request for prayers the following day. Anita received a request and also a message from the voice. It was a message of clarification. "There is no illusion here. I need souls to join me in prayer, especially now that I am being tempted by the devil." The attacks by the demons continued, but Padre Pio never lost faith. He knew he was being tested, and he was determined to persevere. He continued to pray and seek the help of others, and eventually the attacks subsided. Padre Pio's experience with the demons serves as a reminder that even the strongest of us can be vulnerable to demonic attacks. But with faith, prayer, and the support of others, we can overcome even the most daunting challenges. Sacred Scripture provides a clear instruction to pray for one another. The Apostle Paul urges us to offer supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving for everyone, including those in position of authority. In essence, we are called to intercede for one another, seeking God's grace and mercy in every circumstance. The doctrinal foundation of the effectiveness of praying for each other comes from the doctrine of the Church being the mystical body of Christ. Pope Pius XII popularized the phrase in his encyclical Mystici Corporis Christi of 1943. This truth, that the Church is the mystical body of Christ, all its members being guided and directed by Christ the Head, is set forth by St. Paul in various passages, more especially in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 13. The members of the Church are bound together by a supernatural life communicated to them by Christ through the sacraments. Christ is the center and source of life to whom all are united, and who endows each one with gifts fitting him for his position in the body. These graces, through which each is equipped for his work, form it into an organized whole, whose parts are knit together as though by a system of ligaments and joints. The effects of this concept for its members are that they are united with Christ and with each other in a spiritual way. They share in Christ's life and grace, and they are called to participate in his mission of salvation. They are also called to love one another as Christ loves them, to serve one another, and to build up the body of Christ by using their gifts for the good of all. So let's make it a regular practice to pray for one another. In this way, we can help each other in this valley of tears to reach our final destination, which is to be with God in heaven for all eternity. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen, or click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.